things he can do to protect the ball better. And of course, he quit not throw it to the other team. But from a coaching standpoint, what are some of the things that you can do to keep him from turning the ball over?
Do the things where it leads to the 30 touchdowns that he has, you know. Guys, he's a good player. Nobody's mistake-free. Nobody's perfect. I think what you'll find is our football team will grow into one that plays complementary football more frequently, you know. And when I say complementary football, I'm talking about all three phases: special teams, offense, defense, complementing each other. Special teams helping us with that hidden yardage, flipping the field. We had some opportunities yesterday. We didn't accomplish that. You know, we had three net punts less than 30 yards. Those are killers for field position. We had a kickoff after a big score that ends up back on the 50. You know, those are not the way that you play. Those are situations where you're not playing good complementary football, and you're creating short fields for them and a long field for yourself. And that's we want to do just the opposite of that. Okay, so. And I'm not laying it on any phase. I'm just saying there's an example. You know, everybody wants to talk about the quarterback and Derek. I think it's us as a team, you know, understanding our opportunities and where we can grow and where we can improve, where we can focus our attention. Everybody on the team, starting with me, has to be better, and that'll be the focus. You know, we'll just look at the things we can do better and kind of own up to it. That's part of what this day is about, you know, where we kind of heal and move on. And, recognize the things that need to be better going forward.
The game on Thursday, what have you already accomplished now that say you wouldn't even start in a normal
week? Well, this part is part of the Monday, right? We do this day after all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, we are fast forwarding right now. As soon as I walk out of here, it'll be late Tuesday. We'll be walking through. So the week's going to progress like that. I mean, really. You know, today will be a lot like a Monday-Tuesday combination. Tomorrow will be a lot like a Wednesday-Thursday combination. And the following day will be like a Friday-Saturday combination. And then we'll play Thursday night, which is, you know, our Sunday. So that's pretty much, I mean, that's a short version of what we'll be doing.
Does it help that you're playing a team that you're more familiar with, a team within your own division, and you're playing them at home? Does that help?
Yeah, I think it helps. I think both San Diego and us, you know, have to feel better about not drawing a brand new opponent that you don't play but once every 4 years. You know, obviously, you know, you play somebody in the division, you have a reference point to begin with. You know, you do have an understanding. We did play them earlier in the year. So, yeah, there are some things that way that from a knowledge of information, a base of information that you can work with. It's a good place to start. There's still, you know, a lot of work that we'll crank out and make sure that we, you know, prepare our football team as properly as and efficiently as possible as we lead into this game.
I know he got pulled out of there late, but how did you feel John Feliciano fare in his first
back? I played pretty well. Yeah, I thought, you know, he's a tough guy. He brings a little grittiness to the group, you know, because we moved quickly into this week and didn't agonize and spend a lot of time over the tape of what was, you know, I can't get into detail, but I typically don't anyway, he was pretty solid.
Why did you guys reshuffle on the right side?
It was what we thought was best. You know, I lean on Coach Tice. You know, we think that John has a bright future as a guard in this league. And we know that Jamarcus had, I think that was his eighth or ninth start at tackle against that team. So he started in that division at tackle. So I think Mike was very comfortable with that arrangement. I gave it my blessing.
Coach. 4-3 on the road, 2-5 at home. Is there any one thing you can put your finger on why the team doesn't play better at home?
No, I think we've had some good football teams come in here. We've battled close and battled tough and lost some close games. I think, you know, with the exception of the opener, we've had our opportunities to close and win all of these games. So we didn't. We got what we earned. But I think what we have learned to do as a team is we have learned how to go on the road and play well on the road. And I think, you know, taking full advantage of that crowd here at home, I think is something that we've got to do better. Got to, you know, our crowd is just phenomenal. You know, they're loud, they're proud, they're in it, they stay in it. That's not the case everywhere, you know. So we've got a great group of fans. So we really appreciate them, and we want nothing more than to perform at the highest level in front of our family and friends, and obviously our fans. So that's what the record says. That's what we've earned. But I believe that we have played, you know, really pretty good football. We've probably had a slate of pretty good teams coming through here and haven't quite got the job done against them.
Obviously, this is stuff that's far out of the back of your mind, but talking about the crowd, Thursday, possibility of being the last time playing there at the Coliseum. Is there any emotion that you'll take into that game? Any you know, will you soak up anything about that, just knowing that it's at least out there?
I suppose I haven't really thought anything about that subject, really, other than just enjoying the time, you know, leading this team and taking, you know, all of my energy and all of my focus and putting it into each week's preparation. I mean, that's really what I've been about. You know, having brought it up like you just did, yeah, I mean, you know, it could have added significance from that standpoint. Certainly, I mean, we played here our high school championship game there. So, I mean, I don't know what the plans are. That's not my area, you know. So I let, you know, Mr. Davis, you know, MD, handle that stuff. And I just continue to coach the football team and work on having our guys prepared as possible. Well, yeah, slamming the quarterback down and knocking him out of the game and winning the game here was a great memory as a player. As a coach, I mean, you know, getting that first win here was huge. A lot of great memories. I mean, I watched my all-time favorite memory was watching George Blanda come off the bench, lead the team down, score the game-winning touchdown, and kick the extra point. You know, that's something you just, you know, may never see again. I mean, you know, the guy come off the bench, you know, and crowd cheering and takes the team down, scores a touchdown, kicks the extra point. That's just that's something they'll chalk up. And it's in the history books now and maybe something that I got to see that nobody else will get to see. That's a good question. I don't think I was late. You know, I did drive him into the ground.
When you were, I think it was your first year at SC, and the Raiders played their first game in LA, it was against the Chargers, and they were way down, and they came back and won. Did your schedule allow you to be at that game?
No, I don't. I don't recall being at that game. No.
Coach, it's been a while since the Raiders have had a 1,000-yard receiver or a 1,000-yard rusher. Can you speak to Amari Cooper's accomplishment, especially as a rookie?
Well, I think Amari is, he's, you know, here we are late in the year. He's been everything we hoped he'd be when we selected him. You know, he's a great young man. He takes a lot of pride in his work. His work ethic is really strong. He's been a good teammate. You know, doesn't say a lot. Which is okay. It's the production, you know, that we want to see, and he's a productive guy, you know. So 1,000 yards is a benchmark that kind of says, hey, this guy is, you know, churned out the yards, been productive, stayed healthy, you know, went through the whole year, fought through some, you know, foot injuries and things, and here he is at the end of the year, you know, still making plays, impacted the game in a big way yesterday with two big touchdown catches, you know, over 100 yards. So I think it's a great start to his career.
Can you remember any of the places you've been where the coordinator or coach picking up a waiver claim, a guy that's done as much as Anderson has?
Yeah, I mean, it happens. I don't come in armed with the research till I go back and look. You know, I mean, I think it does happen from time to time. For whatever reason, you know, they decided they had seen enough. We're sure happy they made that decision, and we got a chance to get our hands on them. David's been a great pickup for us.
His ball skills and length seem to really play well together, and that's some pretty good plays on the ball. And
yeah, he's got good ball skills. You know, he's got good size and speed, and, you know, he's come up and hit some people and done some things that we're looking for from that spot. So, yeah, I'm really happy with the way he's taken full advantage of his opportunity. You know, we brought him in here, just gave him an opportunity to compete and kind of create his role. And he was a fast learner, really picking up the system, you know, right away and plugging in and playing.
Chargers have put together a ton of yards. You can move the ball a lot, but the scoring is not where it is. Is that, but that's still obviously they're a threat, I mean, the way that they move the ball.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good football team. This is a tough league. It's a tough league. You know, right when you think you have it figured out, something crazy will happen. So this is a tough league, you know. And you go out and you battle every week. You know, injuries play a big part, you know, week to week and how healthy a team is, how beat up a team is. You know, if they get their horses back at the right time and things like that. You know, you see different people at different times of year and you just can't predict what kind of effort you're going to get. You have to get ready for everybody's best, you know, and you have to go out and give it your best and fight and scratch and claw for as many victories as you can get.
Did you come out with any information on Mario and whether it's something that could keep him out for a while?
What I know at this point is they're still spending time going through and making sure they're exploring, you know, trying to gain all the information they can to give us an understanding of what we can expect. I would say, at this point, be very unlikely that he would play Thursday night.
How about Seth Roberts?
He should be fine.
Is your approach at all teams this last couple weeks and want to maybe look at young players more, give them more opportunity, or do you
the
same way you approach it all year?
Yeah, no, I think because we already we want to give opportunity for the best guys to play, whether they're young or old, it doesn't really matter. You know, guys, you know, as they continue to earn the opportunity, guys like Ben Heaney come along and they play a little bit and they play pretty well, you know, near on ball before he was injured. Some of these younger guys, Mario stepped in, was playing real well. So some of these younger guys, if they play well, we'll play them more. You know, Feliciano, you know, played well in his first start. Yeah, we'll give him another start this week and see how he does. So, you know, you play well, when you get your opportunity, you'll play more.
Khalil Mack, one sack away from tying a single season record here with the Raiders of 16. got another one against Rodgers this year. What's he been able to do? You talk about him finishing, but it seems like he's really disrupting opponents' backfield.
Yeah, you know, he is. He's always been disruptive, you know, versus the run and being around the quarterback. I think he's learned how to finish a little better this year, and he's spending more time, you know, working with Jethro on you know, doing just that, on playing defensive line and spending more of his individual time, you know, working on his hands and you know, the understanding of how the coordination of them, you know, how that all comes together and angles that he needs to take to finish on the quarterback. So it's just really a matter of, you know, a talented young man that's working hard every day.
Has he managed to add the finishing ability to his pass rushing skills without sacrificing anything against the run? Because he was quite good against the run.
Oh, yeah. No, he's still stout against the run. No, he's very disruptive against the run. Very very few offensive linemen, you know, tackles or tight ends are able to keep him from disrupting plays.
Obviously, Rodgers, one of the better quarterbacks in the league with pocket presence and escapability. How close was Mack to the 2-3-4 section?
Yeah, I mean, a few more, a little bit. You know, he's a good player. I felt like we limited, you know, his effectiveness somewhat. You know, they kind of did what they, you know, what they had to do, you know. And we were able to keep him from doing everything they wanted to do and kept ourselves in the game for a while. But at the end of the day, they got what they earned yesterday. They were the better team yesterday, and you know, we'll get ourselves ready for Thursday night now.